10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, rapid roll that stock car, boy, he ain't too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I said, baby, he got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Roy, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in Durka, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Good.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, you know, celebrate, boy, ayy. Celebrate, you know, celebrate, boy, ayy. Celebrate, you know, celebrate, boy, ayy.
Just 30 more seconds.
You got something to hide.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Fresh out of the All-Star break, the Frisco Rough Riders get set to take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles in Game 1 of the three-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Hodgetown. The Frisco Rough Riders at 6-6 to start the second half of play, 37-43 overall. Take on the Diamondbacks affiliate, the Amarillo Sod Poodles, at 8-4 in the second half and 42-39 overall on the season. If you're new to this ballpark and this league, this is a very offensive-friendly ballpark, and we'll be talking about it over the course of this three-game series. The Rough Riders have a tendency to score a lot of runs here in this park, and this park tends to give up a lot of home runs as well, so expect that throughout this three-game series. The Rough Riders in this series opener turn to Ryan Garcia on the mound. The right-hander, 25 years old, out of Arcadia, California, and UCLA, is 2-8 this season with a 7.06 ERA. He's making his 16th start on the year in 58 and two-thirds innings, 64 strikeouts to 33 walks for Ryan Garcia. His mound opponent, Luke Albright, who the Rough Riders have seen plenty of this season, the 23-year-old out of Fishers, Indiana, went to school at Kent State and was a former sixth-round selection by the Diamondbacks back in 2021. And we are excited to see what Albright has to offer in Game 1 of this series. Just a three-game set. The Rough Riders are out here for only the three games because they hosted the three-game series to start the season against Amarillo. And so those are the only two non-six-game series in this entire year. And so the Rough Riders will be here for three, and then they'll be back home starting on Tuesday in a six-game series against the San Antonio Missions. As our pregame show rolls along, we got to sit down earlier today with Ryan Tutlin, the hitting coach for the Rough Riders. Great conversation with one of the best hitting minds that you'll find not only here in this league, but also in all of AA as well. Really good hitting mind. We chatted a little bit about this ballpark, about the importance of the All-Star break, and this offensive production as well we've seen lately by the Rough Riders. Ryan Tutlin joins us on the other side of this break as the Rough Riders are almost ready to go against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. First pitch at 7:05. Stick with us on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Welcome back to the pregame show. We're pregame before the first game of the series between the Amarillo Sod Poodles and the Frisco Rough Riders. We're joined by hitting coach Ryan Tutlin for Frisco. And let's start with the All-Star break. Always a good time to get away from baseball. How important is that for you guys as the coaching staff and also for the players to spend some time away?
Yeah, it's good to be back one, but I think it is beneficial for both. You know, the staff as well, just to be with family in time like that. But even for the players, it's more so like a reset. So it gives them kind of some clarity and some mental break. And obviously their legs being playing every day, it gives them a few days for that. So I think it'll be good for us to have that kind of reset and the guys come in a little fresh.
When you were a player, were you a want to go do something during All-Star break or were you a relaxing kind of guy?
I'm caught in between because a lot of times, yeah. first thought is like right away I want to just chill and relax and just kind of do nothing. But then it starts creeping into me that like, all right, I gotta go do something. So yeah, we went out, family, and kind of did all that stuff. But it's tough to just sit around, to be honest. But it is nice to get that little, I gotta remind myself.
Absolutely. So your first quote-unquote half is done here in the AA level in the Texas League. What are some of your takeaways so far from on the offensive side from the Rough Riders' first half?
It was a half that I feel that we can really build on and grow on. It's a younger squad, but they adapted and adjusted quite well. And the things that you normally go through, the ups and downs of a season. I think emotionally the guys are getting a lot better at, dealing with those adversities. And that's only going to help them in the long run, their career, and then also us down the road in the second half. So I think it's good to see. And then just to build on that is the forefront.
Joined by Ryan Tuntland, hitting coach for the Rough Riders. Top three in the order have been amazing ever since Evan Carter came back from his injury with Luis Angel Acuna, Evan Carter, and Thomas Ajayi. What have you seen from those three guys specifically to really set the tone for this offense?
They're special three. I think they don't give in. They have stubborn at-bats. They stay disciplined. I can remember just the other night, it wasn't an offensive night didn't go our way that night. I think it was like 12-4 or whatever it was. But so JC comes up and he says at the top step, I'm not giving this at bat away. So it's a mindset of those three that, it's hard to come out every day and perform and just do the same thing over and over again. But finding creative ways to do it, learning new things, and all three of those guys are dynamite. They're really working. And I think just their training, keeping it fresh, keeping it dirty, keeping it clean, just doing what we can.
Talk about so much the mental side of things with hitting. When it comes to those guys, but also other guys that you had last year in Hickory, how have you kind of seen the maturity and getting better at kind of treating that mental side of the game here at the AA level?
I think that's a big step for these guys that I've seen. Jumping from A ball to AA is when you do go on that lull, obviously the quicker and faster you want to get out of it, but understanding that there are different avenues and different channels that they can use and they can get to that result from, different ways. It's not always recreating the wheel or something physical or, going back to the drawing book. It's, a lot of times it is a reset or it is just a different perspective. So it gives those guys a good look.
How do you not get too big in an offensive ballpark like this? How do you convey that message?
Tough as always, and I think I answered that first time out here too. I think, one, it's good coming in the second half, and obviously they are growing with just their plans and their approaches and kind of fine-tuning those little things. But I think a lot of it is the ownership on their end. They're actually telling me, what they're going to do, and that's exciting because learning, but they're taking it by the bull by the horns and, having an approach. They know what park it is and what can happen. So I think, maybe past failures or something that has happened in the past for them or for the team or whatever, that kind of helps ground your plan. So line drives.
Easy, right? It's just that easy. He's Ryan Tuntland, hitting coach for the Rough Riders. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck today in this series.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back to Amarillo. Almost set for the first game of this six-game series between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's get you starting lineups for both teams, starting with the visiting Rough Riders. Coming in at 6-6 in the second half, they're two games back of these Amarillo Sod Poodles. Luis Angel Acuña leads it off for the Rough Riders at shortstop. Then it's Evan Carter in center field and Thomas Sejesi at second base. Trevor Haver cleans it up, the DH. Aaron Zavala is out in left field. He hits fifth, and Kellen Strom is the right fielder hitting in the sixth spot of the order today for the Rough Riders. Bottom third, it's Josh Hatcher at first base, Scott Capers at catcher, and Jax Biggers at third base. Ryan Garcia starts for Frisco. Here's the lineup that he'll face for the Amarillo Sod Poodles at 8-4 in the second half atop the Texas League in the South Division. Cam Dusniak is the second baseman leading things off. Then it's Jordan Lawler, the number one prospect for the Diamondbacks organization at shortstop. And A.J. Vukovic is the center fielder, the number 11 prospect. He hits third. Seth Beer, the former first-round pick, is at first base today. Ivan Melendez makes his Double-A debut, the former Golden Spikes Award winner at Texas, the number 7 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. He's at third base. And Davison De Los Santos, fresh off the development list, he's the DH hitting in the 6th spot. Bottom third of the order, it's Caleb Roberts in left field, Tim Tawa in right field, and J.J. D'Orzio is the catcher today in the 9th spot for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Once again, it's Dusniak, Lawler, Vukovic, Beer, Melendez, De Los Santos, Roberts, Tawa, D'Orzio, the catcher for Amarillo, rounding out the 9. Luke Albright on the other side gets the start for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. He's making his 4th start this season against the Rough Riders. He has a 3.38 ERA, but the last time he pitched here in this ballpark against Frisco, he allowed 2 homers and 5 runs over his 3 1/3. The Rough Riders hoping for some more offense against Luke Albright today. Rough Riders have split each of their last 5 series, all of them 6 gamers. The last time they didn't have a split was a series loss against San Antonio from May 30th into June 4th. And on the other side, Amarillo has been very, very good. They're 11-5 in their last 16 games. So a couple teams that are trying to keep a second half going. That has been a pretty decent start on both sides, with Amarillo going 8-4 and Frisco going 6-6 in their first 2 second half series. In this ballpark, anything can happen. It's one of those places that you hold your breath anytime you have a lead. Frisco has unfortunately blown leads of 10 runs and 6 runs already in this ballpark. We've only played 6 games here so far this summer. So it's games 7, 8, and 9 here this summer. Then we'll finish it out with a 6-game series at the end of the year here in this ballpark as well. There are a lot of conversations about this rivalry between the Sod Poodles and the Rough Riders. It's been hotly contested over the course of the last few summers, ever since Amarillo came into the Texas League back in 2019. Should be a fun one. Series opener, Rough Riders and Sod Poodles from Hodgetown in downtown Amarillo, Texas. First pitch is on the way next. We come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts?
InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride!
He is flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. A high drive deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Acuna coming home from third. He comes in to score. Swing and a drive. Deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
From downtown Amarillo, Texas, it's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles on a beautiful Friday night. Luis Angel Acuna is in from the right side, and Luke Albright ready to go. He's got his sign, and the first pitch of the ball game to Acuna. It's just outside, and we are underway. One ball and no strike, 7:08. With the game's first pitch, it's a beautiful night for baseball. 93 degrees, sunshine up above. The pitch home. Acuna takes high, and it's two balls and no strikes. 10-mile-an-hour winds blissfully waving out to left field. It is a perfect night for baseball in the Texas Panhandle. The pitch. Swinging a pop-up foul right side, out of play. And it's two balls and one strike. Oh, the Rough Riders coming in at 6-6 on the season in the second half. Amarillo leading the Texas League South at 8-4. The 2-1. Acuna takes one on the inside edge for a strike, and it's 2-2. Rough Rider is trailing the Sod Poodles by two games in the South. Albright's 2-2. Swinging a soft roller down the third baseline. Melendez charges, fires off balance to first, just in time to get Acuna. One away. So right away, Ivan Melendez making his double-A debut, has the play at third base. And there's one out in the first inning for Evan Carter, the top prospect for the Texas Rangers organization. Top half of the first inning just underway, Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. Evan Carter hitting 304 on the season. First pitch, popped up, left side, it gets foul out of play. And it's 0-1. Carter, a 304 hitter on the year with eight home runs. He has 869 OPS. He's seventh in the Texas League in average, seventh in on-base percentage, and over 400. Incredible season for the 20-year-old. The 0-1. He watched a breaking ball slip across the outside edge of the knees for a strike, and it's 0-2. Carter homered last time here in this ballpark. Left-handed batter, the right-hander Albright, the 0-2. Fastball high and away. Ball and two strikes on the Riders' center fielder. Rough Riders in their road gray uniform tops and bottoms, red double R ball cap. 1-2. Carter swings, fouls it straight back to the netting, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Sod Poodles at their home white tops, home white bottoms, and navy ball cap with the Sod Poodle logo on the forehead. Albright takes a deep breath. Looks like he's from the stretch position, but goes from a very subdued windup. He peels back the 1-2. Foul back again, clips the top of the netting, and caroms back down onto the field of play, halfway in between home and the mound. And just sits there. I don't think anybody realized that it's right there. The bat boy goes and grabs it. One ball and two strikes still on Evan Carter. Luke Albright making his fourth start this season against the Rough Riders, a 3.38 ERA. The 1-2. Carter swings, puts it in the air out to right center field. Tim Tawa cutting over and coming in. He makes the grab. Two outs. Thomas Sajacy to the plate. Two outs, bases clear, no score in the top of the first inning. Sajacy, part of this top third of the order that has been deadly for the Rough Riders. Sajacy hitting .316 to lead the club. He's fourth in the Texas League in that barn. Second in the league in hits with 99. The pitch. Takes a breaking ball on the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. So JC also leading the team with 13 homers and 61 runs batted in. The 0-1. Outside corner, a strike at the knees, and it's 0-2 with a fastball. The 61 RBIs are third in the Texas League. He's been a monster recently as well. So JC hitting .381 over his last 29 games. The pitch is sent high in the air down the right side. Tawa racing in. Second baseman Duzniak going back. It's Tawa who calls him off, makes the catch. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Luke Albright in the first. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Rough Riders held quiet in the first inning. Ryan Garcia to the mound. When we come back, no score after half a frame on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders down 1-2-3 in the first inning, and now to the bottom of the first. Ryan Garcia on the mound. He'll face Camden Duzniak, Jordan Lawler, and A.J. Vukovic for the Sod Poodles. Zach Bigley alongside you. Happy to have you on this Friday night. Ryan Garcia's first pitch. Fastball grounded left side. Biggers has got it at third. He straightens and fires on to first to retire Duzniak on the first offering. bottom half of the first inning. Dusniak has been the hot hitter, 33 games, hitting 354 during that stretch. Jordan Lawler stands in now, just activated off the development list before today's game. Both teams with a whole slew of roster moves before today's contest. Lawler, the number one prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. Here's the pitch. Fastball just misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Now Ryan Garcia, 2-8 on the year. The pitch, a curveball outside, and it's 2-0. 7.06 ERA. He's making his 16th start of the season for the Rough Riders. Shoulder square towards home plate, looking in for his sign. He's got it from Capers. The 2-0. Fastball ripped down the left field line. Zavala racing after it, and one hops up against the fence. Lawler around first on his way to second. He slides in there safely with a double. Now Jordan Lawler connects on a line drive double down the left field line. It's his 14th two-bagger of the year in 66 games. And a runner in scoring position with just one out in the first inning for the Sod Poodles. The problem inning this year has been the first for Ryan Garcia. He's allowed 13 runs in the first, and this is 16th start of the season. Most out of any singular inning this year. Trying to get through this first inning unscathed. A.J. Vukovich now. The pitch. Fastball rides high. One ball, no strikes. No score. Bottom half of the first inning with a runner at second and one away. Garcia ready from the stretch. He lifts the leg, looks back towards second, and he's got Lawler picked off in a rundown. Fires back to second, and Lawler slides around the tag of the shortstop. No, it was the second baseman, Thomas Sejasi. Tried to lay the tag down on Lawler. He was coming towards the runner, Lawler. Garcia's throw went behind him, so he reached back and grabbed it, and that allowed Lawler to slide around hands first into the bag safely. Still one ball and no strikes. Lawler is a stolen base threat. Stretch in the pitch. Low and outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. So a missed opportunity to get a free out for Garcia. Hopefully Vukovich won't make him pay. Garcia readies, delivers. Breaking ball, slips high and inside. Three balls and no strikes. You have Seth Beer on deck, the former big leaguer. Former first-round pick out of Clemson. Garcia looks in for his sign. He's got it. Looks back towards second, the 3-0. Swing and a miss. It's 3-1. Defense behind Garcia. Aaron Zavala in left field. Evan Carter in center and Kellen Strom in right today. Jax Biggers has third. Luis Angel Acuna is the Rough Riders shortstop. Thomas Sejasi at second. Josh Hatcher has the duties at first base. And Scott Capers is the Rough Riders catcher. Little stoppage of time. Ray Patchen, our home plate umpire, having our bat boy in the Rough Riders dugout move all the donuts, the bat donuts, down into the dugout. We're ready to go. Three balls and one strike on Vukovich. Garcia looks back towards second. They got him again. So JC's got it. Throws on to third. Biggers applies the tag, and it's in time. They got Lawler. Caught stealing for just the third time this season. He's 26 for 29 now. A spin move back to second base for Garcia. He threw on to Sejasi, who fired on to third base. Biggers applied the tag down on Lawler, and they're two away. The pitch. Vukovich swings and fouls it back into Caper's glove, and all of a sudden the complexion of this inning has changed entirely. From a runner at second and a 3-0 count, to two outs, bases clear, and a 3-2 pitch. Garcia brings it. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Orion Garcia gets out of the first inning unscathed with a strikeout of Vukovich. No runs on a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. No score to the top of the second inning from Amarillo, Texas, the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Neither team found the scoreboard in the first inning. Let's go to the second. Trevor Hover leads it off for the Rough Riders against Luke Albright. It's middle third of the order. Hover, Zavala, and Strom for Frisco. Albright worked the top of the order. 1-2-3, and he winds back and deals home to Hover. Fastball high. One ball, no strikes. Not an easy feat. The best three hitters in the Riders' order occupy those top three spots. Trevor Hover has been one of the hotter hitters in the order. The pitch. He drills it out to right center field, sending Vukovic back at the warning track. Spins around, it's over his head and off the fence. Hover coasts into second. He's got himself a leadoff double in the second inning. And that ball was a ramrod shot to center field. Vukovic went back and it was over his head, twisting around at the warning track. And a double for Trevor Hover. His 12th of the season, and he continues to swing a hot bat over his last 18 games, hitting .328 with the Rough Riders, raising his average nearly 30 points. First pitch to Zavala. He fouls it away. Back over the ballpark to the left side. It's 0-1 right into downtown Amarillo. Our broadcast booth location is down the right field line in Amarillo. 0-1 outside, and it's one ball and one strike. So if you were to look straight out from our broadcast location, we are in right field, past the infield dirt. The 1-1 just outside, and it's two balls and one strike. Not the most ideal broadcast location, but on a perfect night like tonight, can't complain much. 93 degrees, sunshine up above, sun starting to set. Off to the left side. Albright peers towards second. The 2-1. Zavala watches a hair low, and it's three balls and one strike. Zavala hitting 201 on the year, still trying to figure it out at the plate. Albright stretches the 3-1. Outside corner with a fastball for a strike. 3-2 now on Zavala. When he does, it'll click. He will become one of the best offensive pieces. Talking with Ryan Tuntlin before today's ballgame, the Rough Riders hitting coach. If you tuned in during pregame, you heard him. He was our pregame interview. Albright, the payoff. High and outside, ball four, and he coaxes a walk. Well, the first two have reached for the Rough Riders in the second inning, a double and a free pass. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Here's Kellen Strong. No score in the top of the second. Basically, what Tuntlin said is when he starts to figure it out, he can carry us. When you have a guy of that caliber and he's playing at really the level that he has shown in the past, that can carry an offense. Pitch to Strong. A breaking ball. It slips across the outside corner, a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Strong himself has been hitting well recently, last 22 games hitting .302. Everyone hits well at this ballpark. Albright's pitch. Fastball, outside corner. Right of the knees, a strike, and it's 0-2. This is the most offensive-friendly ballpark in the league. It's one of the more offensive-friendly ballparks in all minor league baseball, rivaling Low A Asheville. Albright, the 0-2. Pop-up foul right side. Out of play, and it's still 0-2 on strong. Rough Riders, not that they've been struggling on the offensive side. It's really been the pitching that has led to some downfalls recently on the scoreboard, but love to hit in this kind of ballpark. Albright readies from the stretch, the 0-2. Check swing, roller foul back behind home. Still 0-2 on strong. Rough Riders took advantage of this ballpark last year, hitting 36 home runs in their 12 games here at this ballpark. Yes, 36 home runs in 12 games. Not quite as fruitful on the offensive side their first go around here this year. The 0-2. So going to pop up again. Traces foul right side. Still 0-2. But nonetheless, it has that kind of offensive capabilities with the wind blowing out, the elevation, and the dimensions all triplifying to be a very hitter-friendly environment. Albright delivers home the 0-2. Strom fouls it straight back again. He's fouled off four in a row, and it's still 0-2. Rough Riders are poised for a strong inning here in the second with two outs, or I should say with two aboard and nobody out. And no score. Strom back of the right-hand batter's box. Albright ready from the stretch. Looks back towards second at Hover in the 0-2. Breaking ball lined up the middle into center field. It's down for a base hit. Hover had to wait to see if Vukovic was going to catch it, and he stops at third. So bases loaded, nobody out. What an at-bat from Kellen Strom. He fouls off four straight pitches on an 0-2 count and singles right back up the middle. Bases loaded, nobody out for Josh Hatcher. Last time the Rough Riders were here, they had a grand slam from Jax Biggers. They have hit seven grand slams, the most in the Texas League this year. And time called in the pitching coach will have an early visit, Tom Gorzolani. Double, walk, and single have loaded the bases for the Rough Riders. Well, the Texas Rangers earlier today pulling the trigger on a bunch of roster moves for Frisco. This is around the time that a lot of teams will make those roster moves. In fact, if you look all around the Texas League, nearly every team had massive roster turnover. Rough Riders had 10 moves that affected them today. Matt Bush was signed as a minor league free agent and added to the Rough Riders roster. He was on the bus on the way here, and he is active for today's game if he will make his debut this season with Frisco tonight. Catcher David Garcia is back off the injured list. Fresh off of handmade bone surgery. Great to see David earlier today and catch up with him. Michael Brewer has returned from Hickory. Nick Krauth reinstated from the development list. And Chris Cease is back from the injured list as well. Out of the mound visit, first pitch to Josh Hatcher misses low and away, and it's 1-0. Bases loaded for the Rough Riders. Nobody out, no score, top of the second. Albright delivers. Way high, and Hatcher takes it to make it 2-0. Hatcher has two home runs in his 12 games with the Rough Riders, including a three-run homer on Friday. Albright ready from the stretch. The 2-0. Swinging a hard ground ball up the middle. The second baseman, Dusniak, slides, stops it on to second. Lawler bare hands for the out, but a run comes in to score, and the Riders lead 1-0. An RBI fielder's choice for Josh Hatcher on a great play on both ends. Dusniak slid off to his right, stopped it, flipped on to the shortstop Lawler, covering at second base, who reached out with his bare right hand and nabbed it with his foot on the bag to eliminate Kellen Strong. A really athletic play by Lawler puts runners at first and third with one out for Scott Capers, who homered off of Albright last time these two met up here in this ballpark. The pitch. Fastball, top of the zone, a called strike, and it's 0-1. So Hatcher's at first base, Zavala at third, one out. The 0-1. Breaking ball settles to the top of the zone outside corner, and it's 0-2. Capers calls time. Frisco leads 1-0 in the top of the second inning. Would love to add on with more. Bases loaded and nobody out. Turn to runners at first and third and one out. Throw goes over to first to check on Hatcher, and he's back in. One of four Scott Capers home runs against Albright this year. The 0-2. This is up high. One ball and two strikes to the Riders' backstop. Jax Biggers in the nine hole is on deck. Playing Capers a little bit to the opposite way. Albright ready from the stretch. He brings in the 1-2. Breaking ball, strike three call. Got him on the upper edge outside corner. The Capers down looking. First strikeout for Albright, and there are two away in the second. Jax Biggers climbs to the plate now for the Rough Riders, a guy who actually leads the Rough Riders in home runs here in Hodgetown. He has three of them this year. Three of his five long balls have come here in this building this season. Five is a career high for him in his career. The pick. He takes high and outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Missing with a fastball at 93 from Albright. Biggers has been hot as of late as well at the plate. Hitting 304 with a couple home runs in his last seven games. The pitch. Breaking ball high and outside. It's two balls and no strikes. A home run in the series finale in San Antonio. First series of the second half. And then homered right at the end of the All-Star break. The 2-0. Pop up down the left side in fair territory. Melendez chasing after it. It's Lauer, the shortstop, who tracks it down and makes the grab near the bullpen down the left field side. So the Rough Riders load the bases with one out. They come away with just one run on a fielder's choice. RBI from Josh Hatcher. 1-0 Frisco to the bottom half of the second inning from Hodgetown on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the second inning in Amarillo, Texas. Rough Riders leading by a score of 1-0. First pitch to Seth Beer is down low and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Seth Beer, Ivan Melendez, Davison De Los Santos. The 3-2 up, middle third of the order against Ryan Garcia. The 1-0 pitch. Beer watches on the inside corner at the knees for a strike. And it's 1-1 on the first baseman. Former big leaguer made his debut last year with the Diamondbacks. 1-1 toss. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-2. Back down here at the AA level. Played in AAA Reno for a few games, and then finds himself back in AA Amarillo. originally an Astros draft pick. The 1-2. Takes down to the dirt. It's two balls and two strikes. Beer last year at the major league level played 38 games after debuting with the Diamondbacks in 2021 and playing just five games. 2-2. Pop foul left side. It's still two balls and two strikes. Hit just 189 there with a 521 OPS. So far, he's played 56 games in the minor league ranks, with 38 of them coming here in the AA level. Garcia issues in the 2-2. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home. And still two balls, two strikes on Beer, leading off the second. 1-0 Rough Riders. Beer trying to work his way back up. He's hit pretty well so far here in AA. An 842 OPS. Five homers. Garcia the 2-2. Swinging a fly ball off the end of the bat into center field. Evan Carter started back. Now comes in a couple steps. Settles and makes the grab. One away. Ivan Melendez stands in for the first at-bat of his AA career. The number 7 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. Melendez out of the University of Texas, where he played 2 seasons. Gets a rousing ovation from the fans here in Amarillo. First pitch. He takes high and inside. 1-0, no strikes. He had a good season his first year with Texas after transferring from Odessa Junior College. The 1-0. Swinging a foul on the ground back behind home, and it's 1-1. Hit 13 homers that year with Texas, and then was drafted in the 16th round by the Marlins, but decided to go back to school for one more year with UT. And boy, did he have a good season. The 1-1 pick. He takes a breaking ball outside. 2-1. 32 home runs that year. He came back winning the Golden Spikes Award as the best player in college baseball. 2-1. Low and outside. 3-1. The 32 home runs, the most in NCAA history during the BB Corps era, which is the more subdued bats. Here's the line back in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Upstairs fastball. It's 3-2. Incredible power in that final year at UT for Melendez. He struggled right after being drafted in the second round last year initially. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Now Garcia burns a fastball by him and picks up strikeout number 2. 2 outs in the second. 1-0 Frisco. Davison De Los Santos climbs in. Well, Melendez initially just a 206 average in 2022. Hitting just 207 in 25 games with A-ball Visalia. The pick. Low and outside. It's 1-0. But starting in Hillsboro this year, he had a wonderful season. 945 OPS. 18 home runs. In the High A Northwest League. The 1-0. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. And it's 1-1 on De Los Santos. With 2 outs and the bases clear in the bottom of the second inning. This is a retooled Amarillo team. But this guy remains, Davison De Los Santos. He can send it a long, long way. The 1-1 is high. And it's 2-1. Rough Riders have to be very careful with De Los Santos. He's made them pay in the past. Garcia peels the 2-1. He swings, rams it right back up the middle. It's in the center and a base hit. That thing was demolished. 113 miles an hour off the bat. Holy cow. That thing was crushed. Right back up the box for a single. And that's the kind of power that he had. A 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Caleb Roberts in from the left side. The pin. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. De Los Santos with another base hit with high exit velocity. When he gets it, he gets it. And he has two home runs head-to-head against the Rough Riders this year. Garcia delivers in the 0-1 to Roberts. Breaking ball slipped out of his hand, misses high, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders have allowed 14 homers in 15 games to Amarillo this season. Ryan Bliss has the most with three. Riders don't have to worry about him adding to that number, though. He got promoted. The 1-1 outside corner, a strike with a heater, and it's 1-2. Two outs, bottom of the second inning. Runner at first, Rough Riders leading 1-0. Bliss now up in AAA as of today. The 1-2, runner goes, swinging a foul straight back. Still 1-2, and De Los Santos has to go back to first. Ryan Bliss exits the Texas League as one of the best players in the league. Leading the league in batting average, hitting .358. Leading the league in hits with 105. Second in doubles. All over the leaderboards. Runner is very happy to not see him anymore. The pitch is just high, and it's two balls and two strikes. He had the second most hits head-to-head out of any player against the Rough Riders this year, and his .368 average was second best as well. Garcia brings in the 2-2. Swinging a ground ball, first base side. Charging Sajacy's got it from second base, and he throws onto first in time to get Caleb Roberts for the final out. A nice play by Thomas Sajacy, and he retires the left fielder with a final out of the second. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left stranded. 1-0 Frisco. Top of the third inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Luis Angel Acuña leads it off for the Rough Riders, leading 1-0 in the top of the third. First pitch. Breaking ball slips to the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Frisco is sending six to the plate in the seventh, or in the second inning, I should say. Trevor Hover coming in to score. The pitch is just high. It's one ball and one strike. Josh Hatcher, an RBI fielder's choice, but really a missed opportunity for the Rough Riders. Albright kicks in the 1-1. Breaking ball smashed up the middle into left center field. It's down for a base hit. Roberts cuts it off, fires it back in, but the throw is high, and Acuña up to second base. He was testing the arm of Roberts all the way, and the throw sailed on second. And so Acuña has got himself his 20th double of the year to tie Thomas Sajacy for the team high. A hard line drive off Acuña's bat into left center field. Roberts cut it off, spun, threw back in. But his throw was well high, and so it's a double for Acuña at 104 miles an hour off the bat. And Evan Carter stands in with the Rough Riders. Second double of the game, standing at second. The pitch. a bunt shown. Carter pulls back and watches a fastball on the outer edge for a strike, belt high. 0-1. Carter had a flyout off the end of the bat to right field in the first. Albright looks back towards second. Acuna dancing, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Buried a breaking ball down in the dirt. Carter ahead of it, and it's 0-2. Evan Carter has just been fantastic since coming back from his left wrist injury. Albright kicks and looks back towards second. Acuna's back in on the bag. Carter was placed on the injured list on June 9th and returned on June 21st. The 0-2. Just outside, missing with a fastball, and it's 1-2. Since returning, he's hitting 373 with an over 1,000 OPS. And in 17 games, has knocked in 14 runs and clobbered four homers. 1-2 pitch. Fouled straight back into the netting, and it's ball on two strikes still on Carter. This is the kind of Evan Carter performance we expected to see. A guy who come in and just flat-out dominate. It's interesting talking to Ryan Tuntland, the hitting coach for the Rough Riders, before today's game about just the mentality that he's seen from Evan Carter in the maturation. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. With a breaking ball down, though, and inside. Carter down on strikes. It's the second K for Albright, and there's one away. Here's Thomas Sejasi for Frisco. 1-0 Rough Riders. Top half of the third inning with a runner at second and one out. So JC flew out to right field his first trip. No batting low. Stands in for the right side. Albright ready from the stretch. Right in the middle of the slab. The right-hander peers to second, delivers. Breaking ball hit off the fist into shallow center field. It drops in for a hit. Acuna speeding around third, and he comes in to score. RBI single for Thomas Sejasi, extending his hitting streak to 9 games, and it's 2-0 Rough Riders. I beg your pardon, a 10-game hitting streak now for Thomas Sejasi. An RBI single, and the Rough Riders now lead by a score of 2-0. 10 games in a row with a hit for Sejasi. During the 9-game hitting streak, hitting .424, just add on to that. He's at first base, 2-0 Frisco, top of the third inning for Trevor Hovard. Albright kicks and delivers. Fastball rips the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Back to Evan Carter. We were talking about mentality, and it applies to Sejasi too, but he said he's seen so much more mental strength from these guys. And talking about Evan, really struggled when he was injured. And throw goes over to first. Sejasi's back in. Of course, you can chalk that up to the injury, and it's definitely a huge part of it. But Tuntland was talking about making sure that he knows that he can still play even when he is hurt. And trying to jump over that mental barrier. B-0-1. Low, and it's one ball and one strike, and it says it shows what kind of player he is for him to go on the injured list and come off and immediately have that mental right back. Pick up right where he left off. Continue to be a monster offensively. The 1-1. Fouled straight back. It's one ball and two strikes on Hover. Rough Riders are seeing that so far in this game. It's 2-0. Frisco out in front. Top of the third inning. Things can change in a blink of an eye here in this ballpark, though, so you want to get as many runs early and often as you can. Albright kicks home. Breaking ball outside. Two balls, two strikes. Great crowd on hand on this Friday night in Hodgetown. Expecting good crowds all weekend long. Very odd to start a series on a Friday. Normally starting them on Tuesday. 2-2. Outside. Three balls and two strikes. Fresh off the All-Star break. Rough Riders players and coaches had 3 days off and then had practice yesterday. Right before this opener today. Bust out this morning. 3-2, so JC takes off, down in the dirt, ball four. A walk for Trevor Hover. One run in, one batter out. Two runners aboard in this top of the third inning. It's 2-0 Rough Riders lead it. Aaron Zavala stands in. He walked back in the second. Rough Riders getting to Luke Albright early on. Guy who's been much better away from this ballpark. And it's interesting how his season has worked out so far. He's making his 17th start of the year. It's only his seventh here in this ballpark. The pitch. Swinging a line drive into left field. A base hit. So JC up to 30 gets stopped right there, and the bases are loaded for the Rough Riders. Opposite field single for Aaron Zavala. Bags packed for Frisco again for the second consecutive inning, already leading by a score of 2-0. Kellen Strom stands in now with the bases loaded. The pitch. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Strom singled to load the bases back in the second inning to center field. Rough Riders are having plenty of success against Luke Albright so far in this game. The pitch. Strom swings, chops it up the middle. Lawler's got it at short, takes it to the bag for one, fires onto first, not in time. He double clutched. I don't know why he was taking so much time, but a run comes in to score. And instead of an inning-ending double play like it should have been, it's 3-0 Rough Riders. Wow, Lawler stepped on the bag and then double-clutched again after stepping on the bag. Usually you'd want that momentum going straight through, but he took one extra step and couldn't get it out of his glove. And that allowed Strom to reach, and it's an RBI fielder's choice to make it 3-0 Frisco. An RBI for Kellen Strom. Zavala eliminated for the second out, and the first pitch to Josh Hatcher is a strike. It's 0-1. Now runners at the corners and two outs in this third inning. Albright ready from the stretch. The pitch to Hatcher. Way high. Great job by the catcher Durazo to reach up and spear it. One ball and one strike. DeRozio, beg your pardon. J.J. DeRozio doing the catching today. The pitch. Hatcher, a late swing and miss, and it's 1-2. Fooled badly on a fastball. Three runs on five hits already for the Rough Riders. We play in the top of the third. Albright kicks it home. Strom takes off for second. Pitch is high, and Strom tries to get in a rundown. Here comes Hover to the plate. The throw in time. Lawler pegs Hover at the plate to end the third inning on the attempt of the double steal. And the Rough Riders run into the final out at the plate, but they score twice. 3-0 Frisco. On to the third coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the third inning, it's the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles. Frisco leading 3-0. 8-9-1 due up for Amarillo. It's Tim Tawa, J.J. D'Orazio, and Cameron Dusniak. First pitch. Tawa watches a letter-high fastball outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Ryan Garcia has allowed just two hits through the first two innings, faced one over the minimum. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaker, low of the zone. It's 1-1 on Tawa. Tim Tawa, 13 homers so far this season. The offering in. Swings, dribbles it up the third baseline, right along the chalk, and it's foul. It's 1-2. Out of those 13 home runs for Tawa, two have come against the Rough Riders. He's driven in seven runs in his 13 games head-to-head against Frisco. Rough Riders have the series advantage this season against Amarillo, 8-7. Going 5-4 in the nine games at home, and 3-3 here in this ballpark in their lone series. 3-0 Rough Riders, top half of the third, 1-2 on Tawa. Garcia peers in for his sign. He's got it. The 1-2. Outside, two balls, two strikes. A good opportunity for the Rough Riders to extend that. Play well in the first three games. That's all you have to see. Garcia brings in the 2-2. Just outside, a little bit low, and it's three balls and two strikes on Tawa. There is rain in the area, a little bit concerning as clouds start to form up above us in Amarillo. Hopefully that rain will go away, and the 3-2. Pop foul out of play right side, still 3-2. Come back when the Rough Riders are not in town. Tawa back in from the right side. Right-handers have done most of the damage against the right-hander Ryan Garcia this year, who wheels in the 3-2. Now though an inside for ball four. First time the leadoff man has gotten on against Garcia so far. It's a leadoff free pass for Tim Tawa. J.J. D'Orazio stands in. Nine-hole hitting catcher making his Double-A debut. The pick. Inside, one ball and no strikes. 3-0 Rough Riders, top half of the third inning. A couple guys making their debut today for Amarillo. The pick. Just slips high of the zone, and it's two balls and no strikes. D'Orazio, along with Melendez, coming up from High A Hillsboro. The offering home. Right down the middle, a strike, and it's 2-1. D'Orazio, the 21-year-old out of Manaque, Venezuela. Hit 308 with Hillsboro. 868 OPS as a catcher. 2-1. Fouled straight back. 2-2. Eight home runs in his 67 games. And unlike here in Double-A and at the Triple-A level for the Diamondbacks in Reno, Hillsboro is not very friendly to hitters. Neither is really the entire Northwest League. So hitting well at that level, very, very impressive. Garcia looks in for his sign. He's got it. Tawa leads from first. Garcia's pinch. Down in the dirt. Three balls, two strikes. Garcia's gone full to back-to-back hitters after just two three-ball, two-strike counts of the first two innings prior. Don't want to allow the bottom two in the order to get aboard against you. Throw goes over to first, and Tawa's back in. Tawa 5-for-7 in steals this year. team is not nearly as potent at the top of the order without Ryan Bliss after his promotion. The pitch, Tawa takes off. It's fouled away back behind home. It's still 3-2, but still very dangerous with what Dusniak is doing at the top of the order. Rough Riders only saw him for three games earlier this year. He went 0-9, but he has been on fire as of late. He stands on deck. Garcia ready from the stretch. He fires, a swing and a miss. Runner takes off for second. The throw in time. It's a strike him out, throw him out, double play. Two outs, bases clear. Bottom half of the third inning. Oh, what a throw from Scott Capers. He gets Tim Tawa, catches him stealing 2-4. And the strikeout of D'Orazio. Two outs, top of the card. Three strikeouts for Ryan Garcia. Here's Camden Dusniak, and the first pitch is in there for a strike. Fastball, and it's 0-1. The pitch. Breaking ball outside corner. It captures it, and it's 0-2. And Dusniak over his last 27 games, hitting .389. The 0-2. He swings, flicks, and foul back behind home, and it's still no balls, two strikes. Over 1,000 OPS. He's homered four times. It's not as if that has been Hodgetown related necessarily. Two homers on the road, two homers here at home. The pitch. Swinging a roller out to short. Acuna's got it. A couple crow hops, slings it across, and it's in time to retire the second baseman for Amarillo. So a strike him out, throw him out, double play, and a ground down. And Garcia has still faced just one over the minimum through three innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. 3-0 Frisco, top of the fourth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, two free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate College Night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for College Night on August 5th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders!
It's the Rough Riders 3 and the Sock Poodles nothing into the top of the fourth inning from Amarillo, Texas. Josh Hatcher leads it off for the Rough Riders. Bottom third of the order against Luke Albright. Starting pitcher for Amarillo, who's allowed three runs over his last two innings, but not really a lot of hard contact for Frisco. Really only a double from Luis Angel Acuna. One of the only hard hit balls outside of Trevor Hovers in the second as well. First pitch to Hatcher. It's just inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Hatcher was at the plate when the third inning ended on a ground ball, or I should say the 1-0. Down low and inside, 2-0 is third out when Trevor Hover tried to steal home. It's part of a double steal. It's thrown out by Jordan Lawler, the shortstop. 2-0 pitch. Down low and inside. It's three balls and no strikes on Hatcher. Playing the top of the fourth inning, the Rough Riders not comfortable at all with a three-run lead. A 3-0 offering. Inside to Hatcher, and it's ball four. A four-pitch walk brings Scott Capers to the plate. Again, Capers homering against Albright. Last time these two teams played each other in this ballpark. Albright surrendered two home runs in that ballgame. One to Capers, one to Nick Tanelu. The pick. Breaking ball outside, one ball and no strikes. Nick Tanelu unfortunately released today by the Texas Rangers organization. And our words go out to Tanny, the pitch. Foul back behind home, and it's one ball and one strike. Really an amazing guy, and you say that with hyperbole sometimes, but there are some guys who truly mean it. Tanelu was one of the best. Loved in the clubhouse. Great guy to work with on all fronts. Really wish him the best. The 1-1. Breaking ball fouled back, and it's 1-2. And he said he's thinking about possibly pursuing coaching or managing in the future. So we hope we run into Tanelu down the road as a possible man at the helm. 1-2. Popped up right in front of home, off to the left side and foul ground. Melendez makes a sliding catch in foul territory, coming over from third for the first down. Wasn't popped too high in the air. But Melendez was able to track it down and make a sliding catch in the grass right in front of the warning track. A really nice play by Ivan Melendez. Here's Jax Biggers. Frisco remains in front, 3-0. Top of the fourth inning. Hatcher leads from first in Albright's bench. Outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Albright has had a tough time in this ballpark especially. He's made only six starts prior to this one here at home. He's allowed six home runs total. The 1-0. Breaking ball, outside edge, a strike, and it's 1-1. An ERA just shy of 8.5 here in Amarillo. On the road in 10 starts, a 3.67 ERA. That's really good. He offers. Bunted down the third baseline and perfect right along the chalk. Rolling foul. Oh, man, it was right along the chalk and kept going and going and just rolled foul. Biggers will have to head back to home plate. One ball and two strikes. One out, runner at first, 3-0 Rough Riders. Biggers taking his time, walking back to home. Albright has only surrendered two home runs in 10 starts on the road. As opposed to a 6-6 starts here at home. Rough Riders have not homered tonight. This man, Biggers, has three in this building this season. 1-2. Outside. Two balls, two strikes to the Riders' third baseman. Biggers popped out the shortstop, Lawler, in the second. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball down the one inside. Strike three. Third K for Albright. Two away. Back up to the top of the order for Luis Angel Acuña. Top of the fourth. 3-0 Frisco. Acuña 1-for-2 with a double back in the third. A 14-game hitting streak now for Luis Angel Acuña after that double. Albright kicks home. Yeah, swing and a miss. Kind of a feeble hack from Acuña on an elevated fastball, and it's 0-1. Acuña during this hitting streak now, spanning 14 games, is hitting .414. The 0-1. Outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-2. He is just about as hot as you can find. Hitting .315, which is fifth in the league entering today's play. Albright, the 0-2. Hatcher takes off. It's a strike three called in the outside corner. The throw doesn't matter. A strike three anyway to end the inning. It's the fourth K for Albright, and Rough Riders held scoreless for the first time since the first inning. 3-0 Frisco to the home half of the fourth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the fourth inning in Amarillo, Texas. The Rough Riders lead 3-0 over the Sod Poodles. Ryan Garcia will face Jordan Lawler to start things off, and the first pitch is on the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Jordan Lawler, A.J. Vukovic, Seth Beer, 2-3-4 in the Sod Poodles card. The pick outside. It's one ball and one strike. Ryan Garcia with three strikeouts through three shutout innings. He's faced just one over the minimum so far. He rocks back in the 1-1. Outside. Two balls and one strike. For the most part, the first three innings have been his troublesome innings. Have been the three most costly for him. The pick is fouled back. 2-2, and for the most part, once Garcia settles in, he tends to put in a good start. And he's had some really, really strong starts this season for the times that he has struggled as well. In Corpus, on June 10th, he went seven innings, allowing just one run. The 2-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still two balls, two strikes on Lawler. That doesn't really tell the whole story, though. Those seven innings were pitched on just 83 pitches. He could have easily come back out for the eighth inning. Rough Riders didn't want to tax him too much, though. The 2-2. Swinging a line drive foul down the left field line. Still two balls, two strikes on Lawler. But unfortunately, over his last four starts since then, he's had just one that has gone over five innings. That was 5 1/3, allowing two runs at San Antonio on June 29. 2-2, low and away in the dirt. Three balls, two strikes, pitch number eight upcoming to Lawler. So it's about that consistency for the former UCLA Bruin. Making just his 32nd career start in the minors. 3-2, cut on and missed, strike three. Blew a fastball right by him, and Ryan Garcia has the first out in the fourth inning on his fourth strikeout. That brings A.J. Vukovic to the plate. 3-0 lead for Frisco in the home half of the fourth. Vukovic, a strikeout victim in the first inning. For Garcia, this is his third start this season against Amarillo. Fits the first pitch on the outside edge for a strike with a fastball. It's 0-1. His start at home went a lot better than his start here in this building. The 0-1. Vukovic grounds it up the middle right of the shortstop, Acuna, who backhands, scissor steps, fires, and got him. Two outs. Seth Beer stands in. Two outs, bases clear, one over the minimum still for Garcia. 3-0 Rough Riders in the fourth. His start at home on May 18th, he allowed just one run over five innings with four strikeouts. On April 28th, though, here in Hodgetown, he allowed three runs over four and a third. The pitch. Beer watches high and outside, one ball, no strikes. And looking at this matchup on paper, it looked more favorable for Amarillo simply because of the fact that Garcia has struggled with the home run ball this year. The 1-0 fouled straight back. And it's one ball and one strike, but he's done a wonderful job so far staying out the middle of the plate and not allowing a ton of hard contact. The only hard hit ball by De Los Santos, the single in the second inning, and a double by Lawler in the first as well. The 1-1. Off the outside corner with a backdoor breaker, and it's 2-1. Now Garcia has allowed 12 home runs in his 15 starts this year. 2-1. Swing and a miss by Beer, and it's 2-2. And he has really looked strong so far against this hot-hitting Amarillo lineup. Works from the first base side of the rubber, looks in for his sign. He's got it. The 2-2. Fastball rips high and away, and it's three balls, two strikes. Beer, left-handed batter. Flew out to center field back in the second. The payoff home. Swinging a fly ball out to deep right center field. Strom going back at the warning track. It's gone. Home run for Seth Beer, and it's 3-1 Frisco. It was out to right center field in that area that jets back into the playing field. It's only 375 feet away in right center field. And Beer just got it over the wall for a solo home run, his sixth of the season with Amarillo. Here's Melendez now, and the first pitch is fouled. Straight back, and it's 0-1. That is the only ballpark in this league that's a home run in. And it just happened to happen here. Melendez struck out in his first double-A at-bat. The pitch, a swing and a miss, and a good curveball, and it's 0-2. Three-1 Frisco. Bottom half of the fourth inning. Garcia rocks back into his wind in the 0-2. Outside corner, strike three call. Fifth strikeout for Ryan Garcia. And he allows the solo homer to Seth Beer, but that's it. A run and a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Into the top of the fifth inning next, it's 3-1. Rough Riders lead it on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Evan Carter leads it off for Frisco. Going to the top of the fifth inning, it's 3-1 Rough Riders. A series opener between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles. Happy to have you in downtown Amarillo, Texas. Zach Bigley alongside you. Luke Albright's first pitch to Carter. A breaking ball. Outside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Evan Carter 0 for 2 today with a fly out to right and a strikeout against Albright. The 0-1, down low in the dirt. It's 1-1. Evan Carter's specialty this season has been right-handed pitching. Albright's been inside to Carter. It's 2-1. He's really hit in a lot of different areas in terms of split stats very well, but he's hit righties especially well. The pitch. That's inside as well. It's 3-1. Hitting .317 this season against right-handed pitching. A .933 OPS. Albright's 3-1. Breaking ball hit on the ground up the first baseline and foul. Right to Nick Starr, the protector. And the Rough Riders bullpen down the right side. It's 3-2. The on-field bullpen's in foul territory here in Amarillo. And Grant Anderson, Aiden Anderson is loosening. It's the first time I've done that this year. 3-2. Carter swings, smashes it to right field. That's in for a base hit over the top of Dusniak, the second baseman. And it's a leadoff single for Evan Carter. A rifle shot, base hit for Carter. And to right field. Thomas DeJacy steps to the plate. DeJacy, an RBI single back in the third inning to extend his hitting streak to 10 games. Albright offers. There's a pop-up. Shallow right field. Caleb Roberts coming in a couple steps. He's under it, and he makes the catch. One away, so J.C. retired, and Evan Carter at first base. 3-1 Rough Riders, Trevor Hover the hitter. So with Aiden Anderson loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen, that might be all she wrote for Ryan Garcia after his four-inning start. Albright ready from the stretch. The pitch. High, and it's 1-0. Garcia looked really good up until that homer in the fourth inning by Seth Beer. Carter takes his lead and draws a throw. He's back in standing. It's really been the only part of Evan Carter's game that has been, has the ability, I guess you could say, to be scrutinized. 10 for 17 in steals this year. He was caught stealing on Sunday against Midland. The 1-0. Check swing, and Hover went around for strike one. 1-1. It's something that Carter is working a lot on with Tripp Keister, the Rough Riders bench coach. Just trying to get a feel. The 1-1. Outside. It's 2-1. Something that Keister said was, for him, he has such good instincts. And he's so smart. He's sometimes thinking it too much. So he needs to just react. Trust those instincts. The pitch. Breaking ball. Outside corner. A strike. And it's 2-2. When you have all this information available, sometimes that can be a problem. Evan Carter is so good at everything else. Just trying to shore up everything. Every little part of this game. Make sure he's good to go to the big leagues. The 2-2. Hover swings, puts it in the air, foul left side. Still 2-2 on him. There is action in the Amarillo bullpen as well down the left side. It's Mitchell Stumpo, the right-hander who's loosening. 2-2, high and outside, 3-2 to Hover. One out of the fifth inning, 3-1 Rough Riders. Albright has 91 pitches as we play in the fifth. Barring a double play, this might be his final batter. He readies in the payoff. Breaking ball outside for ball four. Runners at first and second now and one out for the Rough Riders. And here's Aaron Zavala. Albright threw a season-high 100 pitches in his last start. We'll see if they let him go at least one more with Aaron Zavala. Do up, and no, he will not be allowed to face Aaron Zavala. Here comes Sean Roof, the manager for the Sod Poodles, and he'll make the move. We'll see Mitchell Stumpo come out of the bullpen. It's 3-1 Rough Riders, top of the fifth inning. We've got a pitching change on our hands here in Hodgetown. We'll step aside and return right after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Pitching change for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. It's Mitchell Stumpo who comes into the ballgame for Luke Albright. Runners at first and second, one out for the Rough Riders in the top of the fifth inning. And Aaron Zavala due up. 3-1 Frisco here at the top of the fifth. Stumpo, the right-hander, extends his arm skyward, looking back at Evan Carter at second in the pitch. Zavala takes a breaking ball just a hair outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Zavala has reached twice with a walk and a base hit so far in today's game. Stumpo, the Raleigh, North Carolina native. He deals. Swing and a miss. Zavala out in front and a breaking ball, and it's 1-1. The 27-year-old has pitched for both AA Amarillo and AAA Reno so far this season. He's struggled at both levels. Stumpo's pitch. Down in the dirt, Zavala takes, and it's 2-1. 17 outings here in Amarillo, a 1-2 record, a 6.64 ERA. 7 outings in AAA Reno, 0-2 with a 23.40 ERA. It's been the walks that have plagued him. His command has been all over the place. He deals in the 2-1. Slider outside corner for a strike. It's 2-2 on Zavala. In 25 and a third innings, he's walked a combined 31 batters. Well over a walk an inning. In AAA, in 5 innings, he walked 12 batters. Look back at second base. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss and a ball in the dirt for strike 3. So Zavala strikes out on a slider. 2 outs in the inning. And Kellen Strom stands in. Strom is single in the second, and RBI fielder's choice in the third. 3-1 Frisco. Top half of the fifth inning. Runners at first and second for the Rough Riders. There's been plenty of base traffic for Frisco in the first 5 innings so far. Stumpo raises his hand skyward again, sets and pitches. Slider outside corner, and he level a strike. Strom right-handed batter against the right-handed pitching Stumpo. Aiden Anderson still loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen, so he'll most likely take over for Garcia in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch. Breaking ball just high, and it's one ball and one strike. Righties have not fared as well as left-handers against Stumpo this season. Righties hitting just 234 as opposed to 281 for left-handers. 1-1. Outside. Two balls and one strike on Strong. This is the part of the Rough Riders order that you want to do damage. Evan Carter started the inning with a single. Trevor Hover walked for the second time today. Runners at first and second, two down. 2-1 toss. Strom swings, bounces it foul into the dugout left side, home of Amarillo tonight. 2-2. Rough Riders' middle portion of the order has done a great job getting on base and producing runs. Stretch of the pitch. Bounces in the dirt, kicks all the way back to the backstop, and both runners move up. 3-2 now on Strom, and with two in scoring position now, an opportunity to score two of the base hit. Hover at second, Carter at third now. And Trevor Hover has reached three times, Zavala has reached twice. Strom has reached once, but a fielder's choice to drive in a run, so he's been productive. And a chance to continue that productivity in this fifth inning. 3-2, Stumpo from the stretch, he fires. Oh, and outside for ball four, and the bases are now loaded for Frisco. Bases loaded for the third time in the last four innings for the Rough Riders. In these situations, they've only scored two runs. Both have been on RBI fielder's choices. And here's Hatcher. Hatcher has been at the plate only once with the bases loaded. He had the first RBI fielder's choice in the second. First pitch, he swings, lines it up the middle, right at Lawler, and it kicks off his glove. He can't recover, and a run scores. A hard line drive at 101 miles an hour off the bat, right at Lawler. He tried to pick it in front of him and went off the heel of his glove and off to his left side, and everyone's safe. We'll see if they call that a hit or an error, and they go base hit. So an RBI infield single for Josh Hatcher. Hover to third, Strom to second, Hatcher at first base with his third straight productive trip to the plate. Bases remain loaded. Here's Scott Capers. Stumpo fires. Low and outside with a slider, and it's one ball and no strikes. An RBI infield single for Hatcher at 101 off the bat. Struck well. Stumbo's delivery. Swinging a hard line drive. One hop right to the third baseman, Melendez. He's got it. Steps in the third base bag, and the inning is over. But a run across for the Rough Riders on two hits, no errors, and three left on base. The Rough Riders now lead 4-1 into the bottom of the fifth inning, and Aiden Anderson is coming on in relief. We'll be right back. Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Texas League schedule is coming down the home stretch, and the NHL season is around the corner. The Rough Riders blend them both together on September 8th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night. There's a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and two blackout jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night on Friday, September 8th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
A bottom half of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders leading 4-1. Aiden Anderson, the first man out of the Rough Riders bullpen. Anderson replacing Ryan Garcia in his start. He goes four innings. First pitch to Davison De Los Santos is cut on and missed, and it's 0-1 on the right-handed hitting designated hitter. Anderson, the right-handed sidearm thrower from the stretch, the pitch. Slider swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Final line for Ryan Garcia. He goes four innings, allowing one run on three hits, struck out five, and walked one. Anderson replaces him here in the fifth inning. He delivers. Low and outside with a slider, 1-2. Four runs on seven hits and no errors for Frisco. One run on three hits and no errors for Amarillo. Anderson's 1-2. Low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes. I introduce you to Aiden Anderson, the twin brother of Grant Anderson, reliever up in the big leagues for the Texas Rangers. 26-year-old out of Beaumont, Texas, 2-2. Swinging a little looper over towards us, and foul hits just above the broadcast booth. Karam's down into the seats. Still two balls, two strikes. Anderson ready from the stretch, and the 2-2. Line outside, three balls, two strikes. With Frisco so far, Anderson 0-2 with a 4.82 ERA. 12 appearances. He flicks it home. Swinging a ground ball, left side of the infield. Biggers tries to grab it. It's under his glove, and it scoots out of the left field. A base hit for Davison De Los Santos. He's 2-for-2 today. It was just a question of who was going to grab it, Biggers or Acuna, third baseman of the shortstop. And Biggers tried to nab it. It just hit the tip of his glove, and Acuna was right behind him. But it altered the course. And that allowed it to move out in the left field. Leadoff base hit for De Los Santos. Here's Caleb Roberts, 4-1 Rough Riders, home half of the fifth. The pitch. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Anderson this year, in 18 and two-thirds innings, has struck out 20 and walked 11. He readies from the stretch. And the right-hander's pitch. Down low and inside of the dirt. It's one ball and one strike. We talked a lot about this offensive nature of the ballpark, but the proof is really in the pudding when it comes to the Amarillo offensive numbers. They only have one run so far through four-plus innings. It came, no surprise, in a home run. The pitch. Swinging a chopper at third base side. Biggers has got it at third. Off-balance throw to first. Got him. What a play. Jax Biggers backhanding the ball towards the line, throwing off balance with his momentum, carrying him towards the third base dugout, over to first base, and he gets Caleb Roberts for the first down. De Los Santos down to second base. One down for Tim Towell. 4-1, Frisco out in front of Amarillo in the bottom half of the fifth inning. With a runner at second, Anderson deals home to the right-handed batter. Ground ball foul. Third base sign. It's 0-1. Amarillo here at home is hitting .308 as a team with a .924 OPS. On the road as a team, they're hitting just .237 with a .709 OPS. Nearly a 225-point difference. The pick misses low, and it's one ball and one strike. They're averaging almost 3.5 fewer runs per game on the road than they are here at home, averaging over 7 runs a game in Hodgetown. The 1-1 pitch. Slider inside, and it's two balls and one strike. The home run numbers are what really grab your attention. They are averaging double their home run per game mark here at home than they are on the road. Anderson looks back. The 2-1. Slider flips the outer edge of the knees, a strike, and it's 2-2. Road games, they're averaging .9 homers per game. Here at home, they're averaging 1.8 home runs per game, nearly 2 per contest. And despite playing in 9 fewer home games than road games this year, they have 25 more homers at home than they do on the road. 2-2. Just outside. We're full at 3 balls and 2 strikes on Tawa. It just goes to show you how offensive this ballpark is. It's been a haven for the bats. Payoff pitch from Anderson. Slider, strike 3 called. Got him on the outside corner. Hayden Anderson rings up Tawa for the strikeout. 2 away on his first K. De Los Santos at second. Here's J.J. D'Orazio. A 9-hole hitting catcher. 4-1 Rough Riders, home half of the fifth. D'Orazio, right-handed batter. Slightly open stance, holds the bat parallel to the ground over the right shoulder. Anderson pitch. Swing and a miss, out in front on a first pitch slider. It's 0-1. More action in the Amarillo bullpen down the left field line. It's a right-hander loosening. Anderson's pin. Slider just low. Anderson stretches. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball elevated. 0-2. It's Michael Otañez who's loosing in the bullpen around the left field line. Anderson trying to strand another runner on the base paths. Haven't been many because of a double play. And a caught stealing. 2 caught stealings, in fact. Only 1 runner stranded so far for Amarillo. Anderson looks back to second, brings in the 1-2. High and outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 4-1 Rough Riders. Home half of the fifth inning in this series opener. Stretch in the right-hander's pick. Slider whacked down the left field line. In there, a base hit. De Los Santos around third. He comes in to score. D'Orazio on to second base with an RBI double. It's his first career double-A hit. Rough Riders lead now just 4-2. Camden Dusniak now stands in. Top of the order, runner at second. 2 outs in the inning. Dusniak, right-handed batter. Anderson from the stretch, the pin. Fastball rip and a miss, it's 0-1. 4-2, Rough Riders now lead. As we said earlier, no lead is safe here. Certainly not a 3-run advantage. Anderson kicks home. Outside corner, a strike, it's 0-2. Dusniak, a guy who the Rough Riders would love to see cool down a little bit, hitting .389 over his last 27 games. The 0-1. He swings, fouls it back. 0-2. Not a guy you'd expect that from either. Dusniak, not a big name. 28 years old, out of DBU. Melissa, Texas native. A minor since 2017. 0-2. Just outside. 1 ball, 2 strikes, Dusniak. 0-for-2 today with a couple groundouts. Sun starting to set here in Amarillo. Anderson's been slider cut on and missed for strike 3, and Anderson strikes him out. Run across, though, on 2 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base for the Sod Poodles. We go to the top of the 6th inning. It's the Rough Riders leading 4-2 over Amarillo on the Riders Baseball Network.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes
Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Hi, this is Trevor Hover with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Michel Otañez takes over out of the bullpen. Top of the sixth inning for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Jax Biggers, first man up, and the first pitch is skied in the air on the infield left side. Melendez, the third baseman, into foul ground, gives way to Lawler, the shortstop, who makes the catch. One away. Otañez takes over for Mitchell Stumpo. Stumpo came in and got the final two outs in the fifth inning, allowing one inherited runner to score from Luke Albright, the starter. Top of the order now, Luis Angel Acuña for the Rough Riders, leading 4-2. The pitch, breaking ball, hovers outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Acuña starting the fourth time through for Frisco, 1-for-3 today. Otañez is the big right-hander, Diaz. Pass ball popped up, right side and foul. 1-1. Four runs on seven hits and no errors for the Rough Riders. Amarillo with two runs on five hits and no errors. Acuña doubled back in the third at 104 miles an hour off the bat to left center field. A ball that would normally be a single to most. Acuña with his speed was able to turn it into two. The pitch. Breaking ball slips outside. Two balls, one strike. The impressive stuff from Acuña and stuff we've seen all season long. Tied for the team high now with 20 doubles this year. 2-1. Breaking ball. This one flips across the outside corner, a called strike, and it's 2-2. Otañez looks in for his sign. He's got it. Flicks it home. Low off the outside corner. Three balls, two strikes. Michel Otañez. 6'4", 218-pounder, 26 years old out of the Dominican Republic. Pitched in both Reno and here in Amarillo this season. Payoff home. Outside, ball four. Acuña draws the walk. One out base runner for the Rough Riders, and Evan Carter stands in. Carter 1-for-3 with a single back in the fifth inning. He came in to score as well. The Rough Riders have scored runs in the second, third, and fifth innings tonight, leading 4-2. First pitch. Low and inside to Carter, and it's one ball and no strikes. Carter with his base hit. Continues a trend. It started in the month of June and has continued in July. The 1-0. Down low and inside. It's two balls and no strikes. wasn't quite the hitting streak that he had going after his comeback in 11 games. And he has hit safely in now 15 of his 18 games since returning from the IL. 2-0. Acuna takes off, pitches a strike, throw to second, not in time. Acuna swipes his league-leading 35th bag of the season. 2-1 on Carter. Stolen base for Acuna. He continues to run. That's something that Acuna has talked about this season. His brother, Ronald Acuna, is being talked about as having one of the best power-speed threat combination seasons in Major League history at the Major League level. The pitch is down low and inside. It's 3-1 on Carter. Acuna has 41 stolen bases this year. He's played in 89 games. His younger brother, Luis Angel, has played in just 73 games, and that was his 35th stolen base. So more opportunities for Ronald. He's also been caught 7 times. His little brother just 3 times. The pitch is down low and inside. It's ball 4. 2 consecutive walks for Otañez. 2 aboard with 1 out of the 6th inning, and Thomas Sejesi stands in. It's 4-2 Rough Riders in the top of the 6th inning. But Luis Angel said he wanted to beat his brother in stolen bases this year. It's going to be hard considering Ronald has 41 already to lead the majors. He is having such a wonderful season. 21 home runs, 41 stolen bases. He's on pace for a 40-70 season this year. Otañez is ready from the stretch with Sejesi at the plate. Runners take off. The pitch is inside. Throw down to third. Not in time. It's a double steal for the Rough Riders. They get 36 stolen bases for Acuna. Evan Carter has his 11. It's 1-0 on Sejesi. A 2-hit scoring position now for Tommy, who's 1-for-3 with an RBI single in the third. Otañez delivers home. Breaking ball inside edge of strike. 1-1. Acuna showing off the speed. 2 in scoring position for the Rough Riders. Leading by 2, trying to pad that lead. Just 1 out in this top of the 6th inning. And time called, so JC steps out. Acuna said he and his brother, they aren't competing necessarily, but it's a little bit of personal competition for him. He wants to beat him. He wants to make sure that he gets more. Ronald recently, when he came to Globe Life Field, stretching the pitch. Swinging a line drive, looped into left field. It's down for a base hit. Acuna scores. Carter on his heels. He crosses the plate as well, and it's a 2-run single for Thomas Sejesi. 6-2 Rough Riders. Sejesi delivers again. 3 RBIs for him on the night. Rough Riders now lead by 4. A double steal pays off, putting 2 in scoring position for one of the best hitters in the Texas League right now. So JC has another multi-hit game. Here's Hover, the pitch. He swings, cranks it to center field. Vukovic coming on, and he makes the chest-high catch. A line drive out to center by Hover. Another hard-hit ball. 2 outs and Aaron Zavala bats. 6-2 Rough Riders. So JC now has 27 multi-hit games in his 80 games this season. 34% have been multi-hit games. The pitch. That one's cranked to right field, down the line, and it's caught by Tawa at the warning track. 106 miles an hour off the bat from Aaron Zavala, but Tawa right there to make the grab. And that ends the inning. 2 across for the Rough Riders on 1 hit. No errors, a runner left on. 2-run single, Thomas Sejesi. And the Rough Riders now lead 6-2 at the bottom of the 6th inning. Grant Wolfram comes out of the Riders' pen when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top, or in the bottom, I should say, of the sixth inning. Rough Riders leading 6-2, and Grant Wolfram comes out of the bullpen. First pitch to Jordan Lawler is grounded to the left side of the infield. Acuna's got it from short, takes his time, and throws him out. One away. A shortstop on shortstop crime with Acuna throwing out Lawler. One away in the sixth inning. A.J. Vukovic, the batter. 6-2 Rough Riders. Frisco has scored in four different innings tonight. A.J. Vukovic, 0-2. Right-handed batter, the left-hander Wolfram looks in. He's got his sign the pin. Fastball rides high at 93, and it's one ball and no strikes. Grant Wolfram, the third arm that the Rough Riders have turned to tonight. He fires. Swing and a miss. Vukovic can't catch up on a slider. One ball and one strike. Aiden Anderson allows one run over his one inning of work. On two hits, he struck out two as well. The pitch, fastball high. Two balls and one strike. Ryan Garcia started this game for Frisco, going four innings, allowing one run on three hits. 2-1 pitch, swinging a pop-up down the right side, and it gets fouled out of play into the seats. Right below us, and it's two balls and two strikes. Grant Wolfram was fantastic with the Rough Riders to start the season and went up to the AAA level with Round Rock. 2-2. Swinging a foul back in a caper's glove. Strike three. He sits down A.J. Vukovic, and they're two away. Seth Beer makes his way to the plate. Beer homered back in the fourth inning. 6-2 Rough Riders leading. Bottom half of the sixth. Wolfram struggled to the AAA level and back down here with the Rough Riders. First pitch is cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. Great to see him back just as a person, but tough to see him back in terms of as a competitor. He's such a great player. Played so well for the Rough Riders to begin the season. The 0-1. Fastball, fouled back. 0-2. So you hope to see him back up there as quickly as possible. Hasn't been necessarily smooth sailing for him since coming back down here to Double A. He allowed three runs in his last outing against Midland, walking three batters and all of them coming in to score. 0-2. Slider just outside. Didn't miss by much. One ball, two strikes. Shane Shakes off the first sign he gets. Likes the second from Capers. Bases clear. Two outs. The 1-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still one ball and two strikes. 6-2 Frisco. Bottom half of the sixth. Near the power hitting first baseman. Back in for the left side. Lefty-lefty. His sixth home run here in Double A. His last time up. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a slider off the outside corner. Second strikeout for Grant Wolfram in the inning. In a 1-2-3 frame. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the seventh inning. It's the Rough Riders 6, the Sock Puddles 2. The Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Everett Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you are listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Will Mabry takes over on the mound for the Sock Poodles into the seventh inning. Rough Riders leading 6-2, and Kellen Strom leads it off against the left-hander. Right-handed batter at the plate. Mabry ready from the stretch, and the first pitch is a fastball inside. One ball, no strikes. Fourth pitcher for Amarillo tonight. Taking over for Michelo Tanez, who allowed a couple runs. The pitch, breaking ball, just high, 2-0. Josh Hatcher in RBI single, or beg your pardon, Kellen Strom is at the plate. He's one for two today with a base hit and a walk. RBI fielder's choice as well. The 2-0, it's at the bottom of the zone. A strike with a fastball, and it's 2-1. Facing Mabry for the first time. Left-hander, third base side of the rubber. 22-year-old kicks it home. It's high and outside, 3-1. Mabry out of University of Tennessee, her sixth-round selection in last year's draft. Cookeville, Tennessee native. Strom calls time and steps out. Mabry began the season in Visalia at the low A level. He delivered. Down low and inside, ball four. Strom draws the walk, and Josh Hatcher makes his way to the plate. 6-2 Rough Riders, top of the seventh inning. Mabry walks the first many faces in his Double A career, making his Double A debut tonight. His last 18 games were at High A Hillsboro, 1-1, a 2.33 ERA. 27 innings, 31 strikeouts to 5 walks. First pitch. Hatcher swings, comes up empty on a pitch off the outside corner. It's 0-1. Hatcher, an RBI single on the infield on a hard line drive to short back in the sixth inning. Mabry stretches. He delivers. Breaking ball, cut on and missed, and it's 0-2. He's driven in two runs today. Nobody out, top of the seventh inning, 6-2 Frisco. The pitch. Low and outside. One ball and two strikes. Rough Riders with 6 runs on 8 hits and no errors tonight. Amarillo, 2 runs on 5 hits and no errors. Rough Riders have not homered in tonight's game. 1-2. Check swing, foul ball back to the screen. It's still 1-2. If you've listened to or watched games in this ballpark, you know it's far from over. That's the fun and the terror of it. Fun if you're behind, terror if you're ahead. The pitch. Hatcher swings and misses. Strike 3 on Elvin. Breaking ball. First double-A strikeout in his career. Well, Mabry picks up the first down. It's Scott Capers' bat. Capers 0-3 tonight. Right-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. First toss. Check swing. Pitch low and outside. He didn't go around. It's 1-0. Start of the quote-unquote second half. If you're used to hearing that at the big league level, that's not the case here. Pitch goes over, or throw goes over, I should say, to first base, and Strom's back in. There is an actual first half and second half. This is game number 13 of the second half. The pitch is inside and nails Capers on the elbow. Fastball at 91 and a hit by pitch and a walk. With one out, puts runners at first and second for Jax Biggers. And Capers hit by the pitch. Jax Biggers now left-handed batter against the lefty on the mound. 0-3 day for the Rough Riders third baseman. Chance to add on. Here's the stretch. Look back towards second base. The pitch. High and outside. One ball, no strikes. It is a first half, second half, quote unquote, because of that break, but not necessarily in terms of the game's play. Game number 81 for the Rough Riders. The pitch is high, and it's 2-0. Jax Biggers got to enjoy that break a little bit. He and Kellen Strom met up with former Rough Rider Blaine Krim. Went down to Louisiana and enjoyed some time out there. Got to relax. Said it was great to catch up with Blaine Krim again. They certainly miss him. He was such a big part of this Rough Riders team last year. Promoted with 1 week to go in the regular season up to AAA and missed out on the Rough Riders playoff run. Frisco capturing the Texas League Championship last year. Fortunately, without Blaine, a lot of guys certainly missed him, and he was FaceTimed in the clubhouse when everyone was celebrating postgame after the championship. Really cool. The 2-0 inside, just misses with a breaking ball. 3 balls and no strikes. 6-2 Rough Riders, top of the 7th inning. 2 on and just 1 out. 3-0 on Biggers. The pitch. Outside edge for a strike, 3-1. The dangerous Luis Angel Acuña waits on deck. Biggers pinwheels the bat to the hill. Mabry has his sign. He's ready from the stretch. The 3-1. Strike in the outside corner. It's 3-2. Sun setting in Amarillo. Just a little bit of light up above and pinkish, orangish hue across the horizon. Beyond left field. Just a gorgeous night for baseball with the lights taking effect in Hodgetown. The 3-2 is popped skyward. Left side, foul territory. Melendez, the third baseman on the warning track, makes the catch. 2 outs. Luis Angel Acuña takes his turn with runners at first and second and 2 down now in the top of the 7th inning. 6-2 Rough Riders. Mabry trying to wiggle out of some dangerous waters in this 7th inning. Acuña trying to make him pay. Mabry looks in for his sign. He's got it. He fires. It's low with a breaking ball. 1 ball, no strikes. 5th time through for the Rough Riders. Acuña is 1-3 with a double, a walk, 2 runs scored, 2 steals tonight. Their prototypical leadoff man type of game. The 1-0. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Lawler, has got it. Race to the bag. He beats Capers at second base and retires the side. No runs for the Rough Riders on no hits, no errors, two left on. Bottom seven coming up. It's time to stretch. 6-2 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the dugout deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more. Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the seventh inning, Rough Riders carrying a 6-2 advantage. Ivan Melendez to lead it off against Grant Wolfram. Melendez 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts in his Double-A debut. Grant Wolfram ready from the stretch. And the first pitch. This is high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Wolfram struck out two in a 1-2-3 sixth inning. Back out on the hill for the seventh. He kicks home. Down low and inside, missing with the slider. It's 2-0. Take a look around the scoreboard in the Texas League. Start in Midland, top of the seventh inning. Midland tied currently with Amarillo atop the Texas League South. Rough Riders down by two games in third place. The 2-0. Breaking ball hit in the air, deep to left field. Zavala going back, looking up. It's gone. Welcome to Double-A, Ivan Melendez. In his first Double-A game, he homers to left field, and it's now 6-3, Rough Riders out in front. On a 2-0 pitch, got a slider low and away and just hooked it out of the ballpark to left field. Two solo homers in tonight's game for Amarillo, accounting for 2/3 of their runs. First pitch to De Los Santos. He checks his swing, fouls it back on the ground, and it's 0-1. It's now 6-3. Stretch in the pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. De Los Santos caught Capers, looked like, on the backswing. It's 0-2. Grant Wolfram surrendering the long ball. Doesn't take a lot to get it out of a ballpark like this. That one probably would not have been gone in many parks, but Melendez has his first home run at the Double-A level, the man they called the Hispanic Titanic. Former Texas Longhorn. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs for strike three. Third strikeout for Grant Wolfram. One away in the seventh. Bases clear. One out. Caleb Roberts bats. Roberts 0-2. left-hander's pick. Low and outside. One ball, no strikes. Take another look at that scoreboard. Midland leading 5-4 over Tulsa in the bottom of the seventh at home. Arkansas hosting Corpus Christi. The 1-0. Outside corner for strike one. It's 1-1. 8-4. Arkansas leads the Hooks. San Antonio out in front, 4-2 over Northwest Arkansas. That game being played at the Wolf. 1-1. On the outside edge of the knees, a strike with a heater at 95, and it's 1-2. And Wichita hosting Springfield, the Cardinals with a 4-3 advantage so far over the wind surge in that game. Here's the left-hander's 1-2. Breaking ball just outside. Nice with the slider. It's two balls and two strikes. Good game so far. Stretch of the 2-2. Fouled straight back. Still two balls, two strikes. Let us know where you're listening from. You're tuned in. Special thanks to my partner Josh Warden, who's listening right now in the DFW area. Rejoin Josh back on Tuesday. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Upstairs with a fastball for strike three. Fourth strikeout for Grant Wolfram. Two outs and Tim Tawa makes his way in. Tim Tawa bats now from the right side, 0-1 with a walk today. You can tweet at us at Riders Baseball, or I am at Zach Biggs on Twitter. Let us know where you're listening from. Left-hander ready from the stretch. And the first pitch. Breaking ball tagged in the air out to left center field. Carter on the run. Tracks it down and makes the catch. There's the final out of the seventh inning. A solo home run for Ivan Melendez. Makes it a 6-3 ball game. The Rough Riders still lead to the top of the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, two free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888 some rhythm. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders leading 6-3 into the top of the eighth inning. And a new pitcher on the mound for Amarillo. It's Gerald Agondo who takes over. Agondo will face Evan Carter, Thomas Sujasi, and Trevor Hover. It's 2-3-4 in the Rough Riders' order. Carter has reached twice today with a walk and a single. He scored twice as well, 1-3. Right-hander Ogando's pitch is hit in the air out to shallow right center field. Tawa racing in, and he tracks it down and flags it down. One away. Carter retired on the first pitch. Thomas Sujasi bats now. He's driven in three tonight, 2-4, with an RBI single and a two-run single. Ogando, the 22-year-old out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 6'2", 180 pounds. Right on right, first pitch. Fastball pierces the outside edge, a strike, and it's 0-1. Ogando pitching in his fifth game with Amarillo. 1-0, a 1.80 ERA. He delivers, and it's high and inside. One ball, one strike. Pitching at his third level at the rookie level Arizona League, and then with high Hillsboro and here in AA Amarillo. The pitch. Low and outside to Sujacy, and it's two balls and one strike. Nick Starr is loosening in the Frisco bullpen here in the top of the eighth inning, and probably see him in the bottom half of the eighth. And time call, the ball gets loose from the bullpen from Starr and rolls down to the on-deck circle where Trevor Hover is waiting. Good old on-field bullpens. Gotta love it. Ogando ready from the stretch. He whips it home. Fouled straight back. 2-2. One out here in the eighth inning. 6-3 Rough Riders in this series opener. Gorgeous night. Great crowd. Great start to the quote-unquote second half. Ogando, the 2-2. Breaking ball come out and missed off the outside corner for strike three. Second out of the inning and first strikeout for Ogando tonight. First time Sujacy has gone down swinging. Trevor Hover makes his way to the plate. He's had a great night at the plate. Double in the second. He's walked twice and lined out hard to center. First pitch. Fastball fouled straight back. 96 miles an hour on the heater, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders will turn to Nick Krauth in tomorrow's game for the second game of the series, and then Noah Bremer will finish out the set. Starting rotation for the Rough Riders. 0-1. Strike at the bottom of the zone, it's 0-2. Game 2 tomorrow will be at 7:05. Then we'll finish out this series with a 6:05 first pitch. Back home on Tuesday for San Antonio. 0-2. High. One ball and two strikes on Hover. Great way to come on back with a quick weekend here and then back home. Ogando ready from the stretch in the 1-2. Hover takes high and outside. It's two balls and two strikes on the Rough Riders cleanup man. Trying to ignite something in the eighth inning. Pad this three-run advantage. Ogando peers in. He's got his sign ready from the stretch. Yeah, the right-hander's 0-2. Breaking ball, check swing, and a miss. Hover went down on strikes. He went around with a breaking ball. And Ogando strikes out two in a 1-2-3 at top of the eighth inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Nick Starr takes over on the Frisco Hill. Go to the bottom of the eighth inning next. It's the Rough Riders 6 and the Sod Poodles 3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
It's Nick Starr out of the Rough Riders bullpen in this bottom half of the eighth inning. It's 6-3, Rough Riders out in front. And Starr to face J.J. DeRozio to start things off. And the first pitch to the nine-hole hitting catcher is outside. One ball and no strikes. It's 9-1-2 for Amarillo in this eighth inning. Starr ready from the stretch, and the right-hander kicks home. Curveball outside corner, a strike. 1-1. Rough Riders go to their fourth pitcher. Grant Wolfram done after two innings of work out of the bullpen, allowing just one base runner, but it was a solo homer. The pitch is drilled to right field in the alley. Strom there. He makes the catch. One away. Razio gives it a ride, but Strom able to track it down. One done. Wolfram struck out four in his two innings. The solo homer by Ivan Melendez, the only damage against him. Top of the order, Camden Duzniak. Or Duzniak, beg your pardon. Starr delivers. Curveball high. One ball, no strikes. Can't imagine Starr would go the last two, probably just this eighth inning, and then turn it over to Antoine Kelly in the ninth. The 1-0. Breaking ball, hit on the ground to third. Biggers has it hip high on one hop. Flings it to first. There's out number two in the eighth inning. Jordan Lawler to the plate now. 6-3 Rough Riders, bottom half of the eighth. Lawler 1-for-3 with a double in the first inning. A representative in the Futures game for the Diamondbacks in Seattle last week. Starr's first pick. Fastball strike at the top of the zone at 96, and it's 0-1. Lawler could not pick up a hit against Owen White, who started the game for the Texas Rangers organization. Those two had plenty of battles over the last 2 years here in the Texas League. 0-1. Breaking ball, pop foul right side. 0-2. Starr ahead, trying to work through this inning. It would be great for Starr to start off this second half out of the All-Star break with a good appearance. It's been a bit of a struggle for him on the mound recently. The 0-2. Fastball inside. It's one ball and two strikes. He got to go home back to the farm in Arkansas and said spent some time doing some work out there, clear his head a little bit, spent some time relaxing as well. He delivers. It's a ground ball, third base side. Biggers has got it. Fires on the run in time. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Nick Starr in the eighth. Nicely done. The run sits airs. Nobody left on base. Top nine coming up. It's the Rough Riders 6 and the Sock Poodles 3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Gerald Ogando back to the hill in the top of the ninth inning for the Sod Poodles. It's Aaron Zavala to lead it off for the Rough Riders, 6-3. Frisco leads it. Ogando ready from the stretch and the pitch. It's at the bottom of the zone, a strike on Zavala, and it's 0-1. Who hit a ball at 106 miles an hour off the bat to right field back in the sixth inning. And it was caught at the warning track by Tim Tawa. The offering in. Zavala watches on the outside corner, strike two. It's 0-2 on the Frisco left fielder. Action in the Rough Riders bullpen, as expected. It's Antoine Kelly, who's been the closer as of late for Frisco. Ogando looks in. He's got his sign. He deals. Zavala takes in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Rough Riders trying to pick up a game one victory in this series. Nothing comes easy in this ballpark, though. The pitch, strike three called, outside corner with 95. Well, three consecutive strikeouts for Ogando. One away for Kellen Strong. Right-handed batter of the pitch. Breaking ball inside. Ball and no strikes. Strom 1-for-2 today with a single RBI fielder's choice in the third and two walks. Very productive day at the plate. Ogando's pitch. Fastball ripped foul right side. 1-1. The Rough Riders will send Kelly to the mound in the ninth inning to face 3-4-5, Vukovic, Beer, and Melendez, two of which have homered in this game already in the bottom of the ninth. The 1-1. Strom rips it to deep right center field. Vukovic going back. Can't get there. It's into triples alley. Bounces up over the fence and onto the berm. It's a ground rule double for Kellen Strom, who rears his head back in frustration. That would have been a triple if it hadn't bounced over the wall, but Strom into second with a double. A ground rules double into center field. Kellen Strom is aboard at second base with one out here in the ninth inning. The Rough Riders hoping to add on to make it a non-save situation for Antoine Kelly. And Josh Hatcher stands in. Ogando ready from the stretch. He delivers home. Breaking ball dips low, and it's one ball and no strikes. 6-3 Rough Riders. Top of the ninth inning, runner at second. Hatcher, an RBI single in the fifth inning. He's also walked. 1-0. Little chopper up the first baseline and foul. One ball and one strike. What a good series opener this has been. Rough Riders trying to move to above 500 in the second half. Ogando looks in. He's got his sign. The 1-1. Hatcher swings, flies it down the left field line. Roberts going back, looking up. It's gone! Josh Hatcher with a two-run opposite field home run, and it's 8-3 Rough Riders. There's the first Rough Riders homer of the night. Four RBIs tonight for Josh Hatcher. Give him 16 with Frisco in his 13 games played. And the Rough Riders now have an 8-3 advantage. Not a safe situation anymore. Scott Capers makes his way to the plate. And the first pitch is hit high in the air out to pretty deep center field. Vukovic back. He's under it, though, in center and makes the grab. Two outs. But Josh Hatcher connecting on a two-run opposite field home run to left. And Jax Biggers stands in. 8-3 Frisco in the ninth inning. Boy, is that huge. Magondo delivered. Biggers swings and misses, and it's 0-1. An 8-run opener of this series. Magondo steps off, wants a redo of the sign. 0-4 night for Jax. The pitch. Fastball high and away. Ball and a strike. Rough Riders looking to go two games over 500 head-to-head against Amarillo as well. They're 8-7 head-to-head against them. 1-1 pitch. An outside corner. Called strike. 1-2. Kelly will still have to face 3, 4, and 5 in the bottom half of the inning. The 1-2 is down low and inside, 2-2, but this certainly makes it a little easier. No more save opportunity for the self-named closer, Tuan. Tuan Kelly. 2-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, down low and inside for strike three. Side retired, but a two-run homer. Josh Hatcher makes it an 8-3 lead for the Rough Riders. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with the multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night. Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. It's the Rough Riders leading 8-3 over the Amarillo Sod Poodles, and Antoine Kelly comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen in now a non-save situation after the Josh Hatcher two-run homer in the top of the ninth inning. A chance to put a cork in this one nonetheless. Antoine Kelly to face A.J. Vukovic, starting things off. Left-handed sidearm thrower against right-handed batter. And the initial pitch. Fastball strike in the outside corner at 96. He's just warming up. It's 0-1. Kelly has been clocked as high as 101 miles an hour this year with his fastball. He's known for that fastball-slider combination. He readies in the 0-1. Foul back. 0-2. Vukovic is 0-3 tonight. He struck out twice and grounded out. Kelly's ready. He stretches in the 0-2. Fastball fouled in and out of Caper's glove, and it's still 0-2. 97-mile-an-hour heater. Vukovic is the number 11 prospect. Rangers, or I should say, beg your pardon, in the Diamondbacks organization. Stretch in the 0-2 pitch on the way. Slider hit on the ground, foul back into the dugout. Home of the Sod Poodles, and it's still 0-2. Rough Riders picked up a 3-0 lead in this game after three innings. Amarillo countered with a run in the fourth. Frisco a run in the fifth. Amarillo volleyed right back with a run of their own. The 0-2. Fastball high and outside. One ball and two strikes. Rough Riders with two runs in the sixth inning. Amarillo will run in the seventh inning to make it 6-3, and then Josh Hatcher with a huge two-run homer at the top of this ninth inning. 1-2. High and outside with the heater. Two balls and two strikes. That's where we are at 8-3 Rough Riders. Left-hander ready from the stretch. He brings it home. Swing! And a miss. Got him upstairs. The fastball for strike three. Antoine Kelly with the strikeout, and there's one away. Three Rough Riders, bottom half of the ninth inning. Antoine Kelly in control. Seth Beer the batter. He's 1-for-3 with a solo home run. Kelly ready from the stretch. And the first pitch. Swinging a pop-up foul left side, out of play, 0-1. Tough at-bat for Beer, left on left. His solo home run in the fourth inning. At the time, put Amarillo on the board and made it a 3-1 game. Kelly lifts the leg and pitches. Check swing, he went around off the outside corner with a slider, strike two. 0-2 on Beer. One out, bases clear, Riders lead by five. Kelly takes a deep breath as Beer steps out, calling time. He peers in for his sign. He's got it. 0-2 pitch to Beer. Popped up. Right side, shallow right field. So JC going back. The second baseman's there, and he makes the catch. Two outs in the ninth inning. Ivan Melendez now. He's 1-for-3 with a solo home run. His home run in the seventh inning made it a 3-run game. His first career double-A home run, and this is his first career double-A game. His 19th combined homer of the year. First pitch his way. Fouled away, right side, 0-1. From the looks of that swing and from his track record, it won't nearly be his final home run here in Hodgetown. He has a lot of power from that right side. And Kelly trying to stay away from that. The 0-1 pitch on the way. Fouled straight back. Sodpoodles down to their final strike on this Friday night. 0-2, two outs, 8-3 Rough Riders. Infield back, straight up against the right-handed bat. Here's the left-hander's 0-2 pitch. Slider down low and inside. And it's one ball and two strikes. Fastball has been as high as 98 tonight. Slider has been anywhere from 86 to 87 miles an hour. It's been a good-looking pitch on both fronts. 1-2 on Melendez. He stands back in from the right side. Pinwheels the bat to the hill. Kelly ready from the stretch with the glove at the chest. Kicks in the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball left side. It's through. A base hit. It's through the right side, beg your pardon, into right field. And Ivan Melendez has himself a two-hit day in his Double-A debut. Here's Davison De Los Santos. Right-handed batter against the lefty. Stretch in the pitch. De Los Santos cracks it foul into the netting right side. It's 0-1. Two outs, runner at first. Kelly has his sign. He's ready from the stretch. The 0-1. Runner takes off for second. Strike on the outside corner with a slider. It's 0-2. Defensive indifference moves Melendez down to second. Oh and two again. The left-hander's pitch. Just low. Didn't miss by much. Tried the backdoor slider, and it's one ball and two strikes. It's a really good crowd on a Friday night. Kelly tried to silence them. 1-2 pitch. Fastball, ground ball, right to Hatcher at first. Race to the first base bag. He wins it, and that's the ball game. Rough Riders win it 8-3, the final score. And that's a great way to start off the second half out of the All-Star break. Rough Riders go above 500 in the second half of play at 7-6 with an 8-3 win over Amarillo to start off this three-game series. We'll break it down in the post-game show when we come back. 8-3 the final. Riders win it over the Sod Poodles, the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to Hodgetown. Rough Riders win it by a final score of 8-3. Welcome into the post-game show. I'm Zach Bigley. 8 runs on 10 hits and no errors for the Rough Riders. They stranded 10 on the base pass. The Sod Poodles with 3 runs on 7 hits and no errors. They stranded 3 on the base pass tonight. The Rough Riders with a very convincing win, really in all facets of the game. The Rough Riders not only dominated on the pitching side, but on the offensive side as well. I mean, 10 hits, 8 runs on the offensive side, and then you use 5 different pitchers to combine to allow just 3 runs here in this ballpark. That is very, very good stuff. Grant Wolfram with the win. He goes to 5-0. Luke Albright, the loss. He falls to 5-3. 2 hours, 37 minutes are game time in front of 7,015 in Amarillo. A very good crowd on this Friday night. Great performances on the offensive side by a couple different guys, namely Josh Hatcher, who went 2-for-4 with 4 RBIs, including a 2-run homer. Thomas Ajayi had 2 hits as well and 3 RBIs, 2 separate run-scoring hits, a 2-run single and an RBI single, and Kellen Strom with a 2-for-3 day with a double and an RBI as well. Rough Riders with the 8-3 win over Amarillo. We'll go over the scores in the Texas League. The Rangers organization will also set that pitching matchup for you for game 2 tomorrow of the series when we come back. Final score 8-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos.
The party deck at Writers Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at writersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Fireworks just about to start in Amarillo. Rough Riders win it by a final score of 8-3. Happy you're with us on the Riders Baseball Network. Let's take you around the Texas League and look at the scoreboard tonight. Arkansas hosting Corpus Christi, the only game that's still in action right now, and Arkansas winning 10-4 at home at Dickey Stevens Park. All the other games are final. Midland defeats Tulsa by a final score of 5-4. San Antonio doubles up Northwest Arkansas 4-2. And Wichita, they cannot hang on against Springfield 4-3. The Cardinals win it over the Wind Surge in that game, the series opener there. As for the affiliates, the Rangers at the big league level in action against the Cleveland Guardians today, finishing, or starting off, I should say, their second half of play after the All-Star break, seeing a bunch of All-Stars out on the field in Seattle. Really fun stuff seeing that on Tuesday. And it is currently a Rangers blowout in the top of the ninth inning. It's 12-4, Texas out in front of the Guardians. They took a 4-0 lead initially in the third inning, but since then it's been all Rangers. Two runs in the fourth, a run in the sixth, five in the seventh, and four more in the eighth inning. 12 runs on 17 hits for the Rangers, including monster days from Nathaniel Lowe, 4-for-4, Adolis Garcia with three hits, Jonah Heim with three hits. It's been really, really impressive. Nathaniel Lowe has a homer. Adolis Garcia has a homer. Jonah Heim has a homer. You know, really good offensive stuff for the Texas Rangers tonight. And John Gray going six innings, allowing four runs in his start. On the pitching side of things for the Rangers, as they got to Aaron Civale on the other side for Cleveland. So good way to start off their second half out of the All-Star break. Let's go around the affiliates. Tacoma, the Mariners affiliate at the AAA level, hosting Round Rock. That game is in the top of the third inning. It's 4-0 currently. Round Rock out in front. And again, in the top of the third inning there in Tacoma, Washington. At the high A level, Hickory a 9-2 win over the Greenville Drive, the Red Sox affiliate. While the Yankees affiliate, Charleston, they win 2-0 over Low A down east. As for us tomorrow, we will be on the air at 6:50 for the pregame show, 7:05 first pitch. Nick Krauth gets the ball for the Rough Riders. He's 2-5 with a 5.57 ERA this season. Jameson Hill, his mound opponent, 3-4 with a 5.12 ERA for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Game 2 again at 7:05 will be on the air at 6:50 for the pregame show tomorrow. We hope you join us as the Rough Riders look to take the series win after winning the opener today by a final score of 8-3. That's going to do it for us on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made it possible, for all of us with the Frisco Rough Riders, for our very gracious hosts, the Amarillo Sod Poodles. My name's Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow again at 6:50 for the pregame show, 7:05 first pitch to the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!